Look, I let the beat bang, I don't claim colors. Honestly, the honesty is why the game love us. My women either centerfolds or on the main covers.
Stunt
so hard, I make these niggas hate summer.
Winter time,
I'm still waiting on these niggas at the finish line. We just took our first trip to the Amalfi Coast. Couple days on the beach, then it's adios.
Breaking news!
I got some dirt.
Just looking what I done alone.
Breaking news!
You would swear we planted trees the way the money's grown. We been busy like some bees, no honeycomb.
We out here.
And you could probably
feel the breeze
when the money's blown.
Young Savage.
Caught in my towel and flip-flop face.
AKA Charlie Sheetburgers.
I never be the reason that a bitch got paid, even when I'm not functioning in tip-top shape. I could bitch as much as hip-hop ways.
Drizzy, I'm trying to bring it home. Even if I gotta do it on my own, I'm a motherfucking killer. And I'm the one to blame. Now that I'm around, shit, it'll never be the same.
Yeah.
Killer.
Look.
Killer.
Before rap, my last name was my lifestyle. And when I visualize success, it looks like right now. What was once gray skies is now white clouds. And I did it with the ones y'all said was not the right crowd. Follow my steps, and you see what I'm about. I keep my money coming in and never going out. From Chuck Taylor's on the pavement with the glamours out. Then I hit the league straight out the streets with no talent scout. And now my face bring the cameras out. That young nigga these industry bitches yap about. You know the one the cops bump you up and ask about. All because I took my wildest dreams and then mapped them out. I go for mine like it's overtime.
Hey.
And my niggas had to struggle so we overshine. Being fucked bitches, I've been on my grind. Cause on a mission, yo,
that sticker bra's a legendary sticker right there.
I'm trying to bring it
Philly
home.
Philly Sound Studios.
That's not a shout out.
I'm a motherfucking killer.
Yeah, they're going to JJ.
I'm the one to blame.
You can't take it out of
my shit. It'll never be the same. I'm a killer.
Yeah.
Perfect time for a pod.
Whoa, that happened yesterday.
Oh, shit. No, they actually
Nipsey
offered
Hussle.
It before he was frontrunner.
Killer. What was that?
That they actually offered him, like, physically offered him the position.
Who?
Luke Walton.
Who did?
Sacramento Kings.
Luke Walton's about to get signed by the Kings already? I thought that was the Lakers got rid of him. They got rid of him, what, five hours ago, I feel like?
It was today.
Damn.
It was definitely today.
All right. Alex, do the introduction.
Welcome, you whores and something I don't know how to pronounce. It's your boy Alex Catchbone, aka Charlie's Cheeseburgers. We got Yo over there. We got Den. Google that shit, Den. And we got Mr. Alpha Leadem himself, Mr. 15 Girls at Once.
15 Girls at Once. He fucked your baby mom.
He's definitely smashed your baby mom on fucking something.
Yeah. You already know.
He says you already know, but he really did it, though. That's the funniest part.
How we feeling? How
it's
we
like
feeling?
I'm wholesome now. I'm a loyal man. So
it's been a week, right?
Oh, my God, girl, but it's been a week.
A whole week.
What you guys been up to? Nothing?
Nothing much,
this
man.
This week flew by for me. I don't know about you guys.
Definitely did fly by.
Flew by.
Definitely flew by.
It's always looking forward to the Saturday podcast. Is what it is.
It really has been, dude.
Yeah, dude. I
stopped drinking
on
Friday nights because of this, man. Right? Seriously, yeah.
It's a good.
Yeah, it feels good.
It's a
too,
good excuse
though.
To
it
drink, too,
good.
In the morning.
Yeah. Something to do. It's fun.
Man,
we got the Sixers on right now.
Yeah, Sixers are down 15. So hopefully, if I listen to this again, I'll realize like, yo, we didn't lose the game. Oh, I just hit my head on the mic. So if you hear that,
so it is. All right, we got first, man. What do you want to go into? There's a couple things we got written down.
I mean,
I think we should do the breaking news first. I feel like that's gonna be what it's about. Go ahead.
Breaking news right now?
Is it breaking news right now? When did it come out?
I mean, I guess we can start it off hot with the breaking news. It says, Lil Wayne threatens to end Kodak Black's life if he mentions Lawrence London's name one more time. Damn. That's pretty deep. That's not the first threat Kodak Black got, though, from saying
dude,
that.
Dude, Kodak Black's a clown.
He's a clown for that. He's done for me.
I'm never bumping this shit ever
He's done. That is so disrespectful.
Dude,
what he said.
I think the
said.
Game came out and said some shit.
I just watched the game. I don't care nothing.
The game,
the game snapped on Kodak, but Kodak is done with me, dude. He's done for me.
Yeah, no, that's
I was never a big fan of him. I like No Flocking a lot. I like Lockjaw a lot, but that was probably about it.
Lockjaw was your shit.
He's a bop.
What'd you say?
It's easy.
Oh, yeah, it's obviously.
That's a
yeah.
pop up.
But that is like...
That song was
someone,
made for radio.
I was trying to dig up the exact words that he said about her or whatever. He said, like, I'll let her cry for a year or whatever, and then, like, I'm trying to, like, get with her or whatever.
Jeez.
That's what he said about her. Yeah, and, like, a lot of people are taking that, like, to heart. It's
the
like,
best part about this is not to defend Kodak Black, but after a year or so, people are going to hit up Lauren London.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's a badass bitch, but I mean...
Unless she just really stays single for us for life as a respect, but... I think Nipsey wants her to be happy. Now, Kodak, again, not defending Kodak Black. But
I agree with you 100%. Nipsey definitely would love her to be happy. But, yeah, it's going to take some time. I mean, dude, she was in love with him. Dude,
yeah.
You can just tell by her Instagram, everything she used to, before he died, everything she posted. It's crazy.
He was
bad,
only dead
man.
Like 3 days, and then he said some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, it wasn't even. I think it was 2 days, dude. They got a video of him, whatever he was saying in the studio about her. Dude,
and whoever around
fucked.
Him recorded that,
that was fucked.
Really fucked it up for him, bro.
Yeah.
Don't
that
even. If I'm your boy
crazy.
And you're saying some out of pocket shit, I'm not dropping that. I'm like, yo,
the dude just
sure.
died. It wasn't like he went to jail and he said like he's dead.
It's not even like he ever
gone,
did
like.
Anything to disrespect her anyway. You know what I'm saying? Well, he could have, and we don't know about it. But like Nipsey, don't look like the type that. Because if you saw like how much people love Nipsey, it seemed like man did no wrong. So especially to come out and say that, right?
Right after his death is crazy.
Right after it happened. Like, it was literally right after it happened.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of pocket, too, dude. Kodak.
So, what is the longest, like, not for Kodak Lamar in London, but how long do you think you should wait before you hit up somebody?
Well, listen, if I'm ever in that position and...
Not St. Laurent, just anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Are we talking someone that's,
chicks?
Like...
It doesn't have to be
a random
anybody.
Person.
Yeah, random, it could be a random person.
You gotta give
him
at
London.
Least, like,
I would say
six
over
months?
A year. I would say
six
over a
year.
Year.
Yeah.
If someone, if you, so, you're, they were obviously... They were married, right? They were married?
Married had a kid, I think.
I know
well.
They had a kid, but they were married. Okay, dude, you gotta wait over a year,
so she's still attached to him because...
You gotta wait over... Easily over a year, I think.
Not 3 days, but the fuck? But another thing... Thing is too, like Nip's probably honestly wants her to be happy at the end of the day, and if she's really
yeah,
lonely,
he doesn't want her popping that pussy 2 days later for Kodak Black. After
well,
he dies.
Shit,
like,
that shit geez. Wasn't gonna happen anyway. Keep it a bean.
It's fucked,
dude. Honestly, I think he just dropped that kind of shit.
You see that dude on that TV? You missed how many points this man got.
Jimmy Butler's got 20. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler got 20 points. That's
in the second quarter.
In the second quarter.
Yeah, Donnie Robert Covington had 22, right?
He was. I'll tell you what, the Nets wouldn't have that many points if Covington was in the game. I'll tell you that.
I think Jimmy Butler. I mean, Robert Covington would probably have 30 points right now.
Who's he play for? Minnesota.
Yeah, it's my guy.
He was hurt though. Jimmy Butler's about to have a triple double.
And Dario, that's my guy.
All right, so
the homie.
So yeah, the Kodak situation.
So you think
man.
A year is a good time to wait?
Like a year. And I think if you ever even spoke to Nip or like ever even talked to him, I think she's off limits. Like, I mean, don't think. I know, like,
oh, yeah, if
that
if
is
you're
ultimate
right.
disrespect.
Yeah,
if you even like ever talk to him or know him, oh my god.
You gotta have her back if something goes
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah, and you gotta like, dude, like
this
the
is
dude
Jimmy
died,
Butler's
like,
team.
And how about his bodyguard retiring as soon as like the day after he wrote that letter saying that he's done.
Yeah,
and
well,
shit.
Yeah.
But he said he's gonna look after
so
the neighborhood.
This
he's
is
said.
Kind
he's
of not
the neighborhood and shit.
This is kind of like not technically off topic. But kind of, so there's this there's like this show that it's all about Biggie and Tupac, right?
On Netflix, right?
On guys trying to solve the murder. And they interviewed in the show the bodyguard of Tupac. And, but it wasn't like the real dude, but they like base it on the real like events that happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the bodyguard was so upset. He was like, yo, I told Pac, like, it's not smart for you to go in that car with Suge. And, like,
really?
He was like, yeah, dude, I was behind him, but I was like, yo, you should probably just ride with me. He's like, dude, you shouldn't go out tonight. You're not going to be safe. All this, that, and third. Not that that was the same thing that happened to Nip, but, like, just to think if you're his bodyguard, like, how much that's going to have to take a toll on you because you weren't there. Even though he told you didn't got to be there at that time, you know, like, just to be like, damn, if I was there, that wouldn't have happened. Or it wouldn't have ended how, it, you know,
the way it did.
Yeah, like...
You know the thing, not trying to go off topic, but I was into Jay-Z's song, he was like, you guys are going nuts, something like, Pac had a nose ring too. Was he calling him gay?
No, I called Pac gay before.
I didn't have to bring it up. It never went bring it back up. No, but Jay-Z did say in a song like Pac had a nose ring too. Or song, I don't know what he meant with the context.
Imagine being that bodyguard though. Is that like a true story? Like the bodyguard did say that to Pac? Like you don't.
Nah, that's dead serious. Yeah.
Imagine. So you said he was in the car behind him when it happened. Imagine being a bodyguard and just like seeing that happen. Like,
because he wanted to ride with Suge that night. Yeah. He wanted to ride with Suge because they were going somewhere and. But then the dude just pulled out right next to him and started, you know, firing. Now, you know, everybody's got tinted windows, so you can't really do that. You're going to have to guess.
But, I mean, I guess if it was an inside job.
You can out there shoot up a fucking, you can go shoot up there. What
isn't that some of the conspiracies that Suge and they set that up?
Yeah, supposedly he set both up.
Yeah, yeah, it was Suge's wife when he was in jail said that he killed Tupac. She said it.
I believe it too.
Well, that's crazy because Suge was driving the car, so unless he would have stopped and just shot him there.
That's crazy. I'm
Where's
sure,
his body I at? Really
Who?
Tupac's body.
He's still alive.
He's alive in Cuba. His son said he was alive. Suge Knight's son said Tupac's alive still. Yep. You didn't see that?
Witness, did Tupac have a kid?
In witness protection from Suge. Yeah, that's probably why.
But Suge's in jail for life now. Get to come home, bro.
He's trying to plead insanity or something like that.
I heard a bunch of like songs. Like I think I have like every Tupac album on my phone and everything. One of the songs, it's like not like one of the big ones.
Machiavelli,
but
right?
I'm not even sure what song
it's the one
it is.
Where he says he's still alive.
Yeah. After he died, which is kind of fucking
weird. Really?
Like, wait, it dropped after he was dead and everything.
Nah, it said that he's still.
Yeah.
I've never listened to it.
It was
I can't
so
even
weird.
Lie. I'm not. My friends hate me for it. There's one drink.
Yeah, but, baby.
Yeah, my friends hate me for this because I don't know. I'm not really a fan of Tupac or Biggie's music. I don't know. Like,
no,
I'm not gonna disrespect him as a legend,
so
but like, it's not my kind of music.
You're the younger generation.
Like,
yo.
when someone puts it on in their car or something, I'm just like, I don't know. I can't vibe. I'm not disrespecting them. They're legends. I get that. I understand that. But it's just not my.
Who do you like? Who's one of your favorite artists?
J. Cole, my favorite artist.
All right, see, I'm not that big of a J. Cole fan, but
J. Cole. But my favorite artists switch a lot. It's like whoever's dropping the most right now. My all time, it has to be J. Cole for me, and then honestly, like right now.
All
right,
so here I got a better way to put this. Do you like Ross, Jay-Z?
I like all of them. I like Rick Ross.
So that's
like
us growing up with them. Like
ours is not much Jay-Z. It's more of it. Of Rick Ross and Lil Wayne.
Ours? I feel like it's more Jay-Z.
Like me, Dan, and
I'm not that much younger than you.
He's only 5 years.
5 years younger than us?
No. He's like, what, 4 years?
Well, 5 year grade-wise, 4 year age-wise.
Yeah, you're in the middle. But I'm thinking, like, because if you would have grew up with Tupac and Biggie, then yeah, but like, Biggie's got, I don't know, man, their music's like timeless. Like, I can listen to some of their shit now, but I'm not going to put it in rotation all the time.
Yeah, it's a certain kind of
music. I like more like party songs.
He likes like, piano beats.
Not just that. I like hype songs that'll get me like hype. Like if I don't know, if like I'm at a banger and everyone's like, you have like, I don't know, first song that pops my mind is like Going Bad by Meek and Drake. If you have that on at the party and everyone's going nuts and then you put on like a Tupac song, like the party's gonna die down a little bit. Like no one's gonna be as hype. I don't know. I like hype party songs.
You know
songs.
What's crazy? If you grew up around their time, the biggest party
like
song was Party and Bullshit by Biggie.
Really?
Party and Bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's what
That's
Everybody
all no, that bumped. That would keep a party going today.
Let me ask you this, though, about Biggie and Tupac. They died at the peak of their careers.
Yeah, that's nuts.
They're
that's
a legend. Crazy.
The worst part is they became bigger after their careers.
So I don't have a problem with them saying they're legends because I get it. But if Wayne died at Carter 3, would he be a bigger legend than them?
I would say Carter 4, maybe.
No, I think Carter 3 was the, like when he was peak.
If Wayne dies now, he's a legend.
I think Wayne's a legend regardless, but
Wayne's
but if he died at peak Carter 3 and just got shot, God forbid, knock on wood, that ever happens to him, I wish him the best. But if he died at his peak,
would
he'd
be
a legend.
Bigger?
Would he be bigger than Biggie and Tupac?
Nah.
You don't think so?
I do.
Nah.
Well, dude, it depends because everyone's generation's different.
Wayne had 2008 to 2012 locked.
Yeah.
4 years.
He had what? Swag Surfing right above it.
It was Carter 2. The No Ceilings mixtapes were in there. Sorry for the wait.
Nope, Alex, you're right. If Lil Wayne died a little bit after Carter 3 dropped, he'd probably go down bigger than that.
What was Carter 3? Lollipop?
I'm looking at Lollipop. A Milli, Got Money,
Miss Officer. Got Money.
How many views
did you have? I had to go into that and make sure it was all there.
Nah, not really, because the streaming era wasn't big. That's when you actually had to buy music.
Oh, then you probably
Lollipop was my favorite song when I was a young bull for like maybe 3 years.
I was in Beachcomber listening to Lollipop.
I could nonstop play that song over and over and over and over in the headphones all day long. Every day, all day, wherever I went, Lollipop was playing. And that's what I'm listening to right now on my headphones, because it's a banger. It's a timeless song. I think it's a timeless song. That shit is fire.
For me, it's a Milli. That's when I really knew that hip hop was gonna be something serious.
Swag Surfer is probably my favorite Wayne song. Or I told y'all.
And Lil Wayne was the first person to ever get 808s popping. A Milli was the first song ever with them banging 808s that are just bumping the whole song. A Milli is the first song, but that's the first song hip hop song ever with them 808s just bumping. And what did hip hop turn into? 808s just bumping.
Biggest music, dude.
And that was the first song ever.
That's the biggest genre of music
had them 808s going.
Ever. That's gonna do its way over everything.
Who do you think broke more bigger artists than Lil Wayne, though?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Who
by
broke
that?
Bigger
Birdman?
Broke bigger artists. What do you mean?
Birdman broke Lil Wayne.
And then
that was really good. Like,
the Young Money, dude. Can we like when we think of Young Money? You know how fucking big that was? Crazy, because you don't see that shit anymore.
Nope.
Anymore, there's no more groups. There's just like, oh, we're gonna collab. Like Young Money had Nicki, Tyga, Wayne, Drake,
four
Gutta. Mac Main, even though Gutta and Mac Main are like the biggest, but they still actually had some like
they had buzz.
Right, then they had a few more under there, like dude, that they had made some good music, dude. And then like MMG tried to do that, which they actually did. They did pretty good at it.
They were in the era of that.
Yeah, and then everybody just stopped what's it called? Doing these group shit. Besides QC started that up again now, but
You don't see a Young Money album coming out no more. DJ Khaled had the remixes on
good music.
Is Young Thug still signed to Birdman? Is he what good is he music. Considered?
He's not Young. He's Atlantic. No, is he Epic?
I don't know. Sub-10.
300. He's 300.
Oh, that's yeah, you're right. You're right. You don't got to look
name
it up.
Three different labels.
But 300 is a label because they'll sign you if you have a million followers. But
were they really? I bet. I'm going to go home, make a new Instagram, buy all these followers, get a quick 60,000 call today.
Yeah. Yeah, but that the MMG era was crazy. But good music had a run too, dude. They had 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Kanye.
Good music, not anymore.
I'm good saying
music
that
had
time.
A very good run, a very very.
But
good
But they
run.
Fucked up
but
when
they were
they
talking like
drop.
Some of them weren't
Pusha
actually
T?
Signed to good music. Like some of them weren't really signed.
They were
to
like
Kanye. They were signed to Def Jam. I think Kanye only had the people he recently dropped: Pusha T, that girl, what's her name? That's married to Tristan, not Tristan, fuck. Iman Shumpert? Who's his fucking
dude
wife?
Carter Ford
Trina?
Might have been better than Carter
not Trina.
3.
It does. I want to say that girl. This is
Tiana Taylor?
Tiana Taylor, yeah, that's her. She signed the good music?
That's sometimes.
Who
Big
else?
Sean. I thought
Big
Sean
isn't.
They must have had something with that, though. Because Sean was all over that then. But they had Mace on there. But then they had,
dude, did you know Travis Scott signed the T.I.? How nuts is that, bro? T.I. never going broke. Never.
Never,
ever.
That's a good song by Joe Budden. Never going broke. Or never
Joe
broke.
Joe Budden's dope.
Joe Budden is... Joe Budden's in my top 10 of all time, I think. Flaherty put me on it.
Budden's fire. He don't get credit at all.
No, he's
people, top people
five?
Think of him and talk
Opposite
about...
Opposite of Love was a good fucking... Those songs were good.
Dude, when you think of Joe Budden, you think of an outspoken asshole that will tell you how it is and... He does podcasts. That's what, like, people forget he does music. And he had a Drake beef.
I got my pick for this week now. Off topic, I got
Dude,
my pick now.
So do I, but, like, I have, like, 4 in my head because we're talking about
Yeah,
it so
I always
much.
Have, like, 4 every week. I'm still, I'm down to my phone right now looking at some.
Yo, since we're watching sports, bro, Magic shit. Johnson stepping down.
Magic Johnny.
That's crazy.
Lakers fell apart, dude. I don't even think they were ever going to be good this year. They had a little run, but that run's only last
He didn't waste no time either. He was out.
Yo, they
dude.
Said. What did they ended. Say? What was that tweet, yo?
I have it. It was like. I was about to find it. I don't need the exact years. Someone said like Magic Johnson can live 15 years with AIDS, but can't live 9 months.
AIDS.
50 years with AIDS, but can't live 9 months with LeBron.
LeBron really,
that
yo.
Was funny
if
as
LeBron
shit.
Gets Tyronn Lue hired, the Lakers organization, not even the Lakers, the NBA is just a baby to LeBron. Whatever that man wants, whatever it is, what he gets.
He deserves that, though.
Deserves what?
That's like, not even crediting anybody. Like, that's, he's a great player and all, but
I think that's coming to an end though. I think like after these 4 years, it's over.
I think like you got to think who's, if we're talking sports for 5 minutes, like Greg Popovich, he's the best coach of all time. He took the Spurs to the playoff this year with no point guard.
Nobody.
They have Aldridge and DeRozan, but they don't have a point guard. And if I Pop coached LeBron, that they would probably undefeated.
Pop wouldn't. I don't think he would. LeBron would listen to him.
Well, then LeBron would get traded or benched.
Nah, I think Pop has that respect, though, that LeBron would kind of.
Yeah, he has mutual respect, because look at Kawhi. I think Kawhi's kind of like LeBron, but not talks. But.
Yeah, he couldn't stay. He wouldn't stay with them.
Yeah, no, because he worked them too hard. That's what he said. That's why Aldridge requested a trade. But Magic Johnson stepped down. It's not really surprising to me, because that franchise is just shit right now. They almost tried to trade the whole fucking team for Anthony Davis.
And then
how are you going to play for that? Like, let's just say somebody says you're about to get traded.
And you got to play every day knowing like you might be fucking gone. I know that feeling's not good, bro.
It's like working a job and them telling you, you know, you overheard a conversation of somebody saying like, yo, you could get fired.
Dude, that's my fucking situation right now. Look at that. See, you know, I feel that pain.
So you're sitting there and like, why do you even show up to work next day? Why do you even try?
Good question. Why?
Money. Well, and they actually signed a contract, so they have to. So.
Yeah, they are legally obligated. But yo, every athlete's getting their way. It doesn't matter, Antonio Brown.
He's got to hold out. It's a holdout.
Le'Veon Bell didn't. He lost a shit ton of money on that. He's an idiot. And he went to the Jets. That's a big topic.
Yeah, but Le'Veon wanted out. You know, I feel like he didn't even care if he got less money. He just wanted to be out of Pittsburgh.
You think LeBron regrets going to the Lakers now?
No, he's out there.
For I don't it. Think he regrets it. Dude, honestly, I would go to LA. I thought he did it. After Magic stepped down, I was like, oh, he regrets it not coming to the Sixers. But I don't. LeBron already did so much his in his career. I feel like he don't give a fuck. No
his
more.
Movie money coming in.
He's doing How Space Jam. He's doing right, Space
like
Jam.
$50 million, you think?
Bro, Space Jam 2, he's probably
plus
making more
taxes
than $50
million. Plus taxes out in LA. It's
Who's one of the best fucking.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, look up Leonardo DiCaprio's net worth. Because I don't think.
He's my favorite actor.
You know what LeBron could say, I want like 2% of box sale office tickets. Like
they're going to do it too. Cause, like,
yeah.
Who else is going to be the face?
They asked Giannis to do it. Giannis
you see
no.
they're going to they might, it's you see they might bring in as the head coach, bro? Tyronn Lue.
Yeah.
They're on the movie?
No, bro. The Lakers
coach. I don't have to say on the movie. That's dumb as shit.
You know why LeBron wants him there? Because if Tyronn Lue's a coach, technically LeBron's the coach. He calls the plays, whatever he wants.
Yo, trade Lonzo Ball for a bag of sticks over there.
It's all right. That's the.
I'd give the Lakers.
He got disrespected so bad on national television, bro. AI stepped over him, bro. Hit the three, stepped over him. That's the ultimate.
You think Kobe? I think Kobe should replace Magic over there.
Yeah, I feel like Kobe be a good.
He doesn't have.
He probably doesn't want to.
He probably doesn't want to, but he'd be a good. He's cool. Fit.
You got the answer, Dem.
$245 million.
$245 million.
Yeah, so Leo's been in some top movies.
What is that? Yeah.
I saw some twists.
Yeah, yep. I'm done mine. Yeah.
Yeah, can I get a twist at a tea?
You want a tea, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take one. There you
go. Jack Nicholson, $400 million.
Jack
Gibson.
Nicholson's a fucking stud. He was in The Departed,
too. Tom Cruise,
yeah, he's good.
Do you think that one movie, The
Departed? I'm not a big movie guy, though, honestly.
But did you watch The Departed?
Nah.
They had fucking Matt Damon, Leo, Jack Nicholson.
There's some Netflix.
Leo's in it. I only usually watch Leo movies.
Mark Wahlberg was in it too.
Mark Wahlberg, I like Mark
Wahlberg.
That
is like the powerhouse movie, dude.
Which movie?
The Departed, the Italian mobster movie.
That sounds like that's a lot of heavy hitter actors right there.
Dude, that shit was crazy. That's a good ass movie.
My man's ugly as shit with that headband.
255.
Man,
it's not bad.
He's still pulling more bitches than me though, so it's cool.
Shoot, imagine. All right, so basically, Magic Johnson leaving the Lakers. Fucking good move for Magic. Go make your billion-dollar deals. Like
yeah, just hopefully.
I don't know how true it is. Someone said he wants to work with Ben Simmons that bad. Like, not that's not like, the whole reason that he
ben
quit, but like they said that's like probably definitely in part of it why he quit.
He mentioned Ben.
He
Simmons
wants to work with him so bad, and every time he mentioned Ben Simmons, like he got called out for tampering and shit.
He can work with no fuck. Don't take him to Los Angeles.
That's well, fine. Good because Ben Simmons has
that's
zero
something we can talk about.
Right
oh
now.
My God, Ben Simmons. I don't care what anybody says. Ben Simmons turned Kendall Jenner into a Philly girl. And I have evidence to back it up. I have three things to back it up.
Three sources?
Who told you?
No, no. Like
I
picture
saw,
evidence.
I saw
not
a
even
video.
Sources.
Well,
I mean,
you talking about the video?
Sources,
or no?
But like, Not the yeah. I am that's a part of my evidence. No. All right,
go ahead. Talk what you got to say. All right, so
me and a lot of people debate it. A lot of people debate it. I always thought that Ben Simmons was gonna roll from Philly. I thought his demeanor. What do you want to say?
His fucking mentality.
His mentality was like he needs to be in the flashy lights, the high life. Like I feel like, and he's dating Kendall Jenner, one of the biggest. I don't want to call her a supermodel. What do you want to call her?
She's a fucking billionaire too. Probably.
Biggest pop stars.
Yeah. She's okay. Yeah. Whatever she is, she's a very famous girl that needs to be in the lights in L.A. or Miami or whatever it is. So and she's obviously dating Ben Simmons. So I thought. I was like, all right, Ben Simmons is rolling. When he's done his rookie contract, he's going to want to roll to L.A. or wherever to be with her. But from a lot of the evidence that I've been seeing, he brought her to a Drexel basketball game and sat right in the bleachers at a Drexel basketball game. Not Temple, not Villanova, the top schools in the city. He brought her to a Drexel basketball game. Drexel's what,
Division 2? Didn't even sit in the box.
Division 2? Sat right in the stands.
Not a D1, like double A.
D1, double A. But that's my first thing.
They're still D1, though.
And then there was a picture snapped of Ben Simmons and Kendall Jenner at a Walmart in Philadelphia.
Dude, they were at Best Buy.
Yeah, okay, and a Best Buy. I seen that. A Walmart and a Best Buy.
Yeah, they know
Kendall Jenner should be shopping in Walmart. You think Courtney or Kim goes shops at Walmart, right?
They don't even go outside.
Exactly.
Well, Kendall's the
and
least
then they were spotted at the Reading Terminal Market. I don't know if you've ever been in the Reading Terminal Market.
Yeah.
They were there together, just like no bodyguard. They said Ben Simmons was out without a hat on. They said Kendall was in an Embiid jersey though, with like a hat on, trying to cover.
Ironic.
But she was there at Reading Terminal Market. I don't know if you know where that is. You mm-hmm. definitely know where it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, it's I know.
Like that's like a main spot in the city. Like, and they were just there. No bodyguards, no nothing.
That's why.
But my moral of the story is like I thought Ben was gonna go to L.A. and be in the flashy lights, but like after I seen he's turning her into like a Philly girl. Like she lives with him right now.
Yeah.
You think she's living here?
Nah, she's not living here. Well,
she's with him most of the time.
Probably because, dude, she's got so much shit going on. But since you just said what you had to say. My story was. Ben Simmons had Kendall Jenner on a plane watching the Sixers versus the fucking Hawks. The game, it means absolutely nothing. She was in there and all you heard is Mark Zumoff. Like, you can't see what she's watching, but all you hear is the Sixers announcer saying, and JJ with the three or something like that. And next thing you know, like, you could just tell Kendall, like, really, you know, because she's like the least, like, you know, flashy one out of the group, so I think she's cool with like being. And Philly's not a bad city either, dude. There's shit to do. You just walk around.
Just cold. That's it.
So I mean, that's I'm all for it, dude. If people start coming to here, you know, like I know a bunch of athletes live in the city, like Embiid does.
Too, right
a lot, hour. Most of them live in New Jersey.
Does anybody know where Bryce Harper lives?
In New Jersey. I heard that they were showing Bryce Harper houses in New Jersey.
Yeah, I know, but they were showing him in the city. Because they all want to live at the Ritz. Like, Embiid and Ben both live in there.
In the Ritz?
Yeah.
Right? Shit, that's... Oh, Embiid loves the city. On 4th of July, I never forget it. I was down to party in the Parkway. Not this 4th of July, just past the last one. And we're right in that field, like right next on the Parkway, right? I know where that field's at.
Yeah.
And, dude, we see this big-ass bull just walking down the streets. And all my friends like... Yo, that's Joel Embiid. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
And
yo, Joel Embiid's walking down the street by himself through a crowd of thousands of people with him and his boy. And yo, and all my friends, we started chasing them. She got a video. We started chasing them like some like young bull fanboys.
Friends.
Dude, walking. I never said that word. But yeah, so we started chasing them and shit. Yeah, we started chasing them down the street, bro. But yeah, my thing was like Joel Embiid was just walking down the middle of thousands of people in Philly with him and his boy. That was it. Like no one around.
Yeah, Ben Simmons' boy raps. Too.
I saw. Yeah, I know he's all right. I sent him some shit, but he ain't gonna catch no buzz. I saw him beat it at an Eagles game once, like in the parking lot. I was like, "Yo, Embiid!" He ain't even look at me, bro. He kept walking. I was like, "All right, Ben. That's why I ain't got your jersey. So I got Ben's on." Ben would at least say, "What's up, bro?"
Yeah.
Did you hear about the story about the bull in the bathroom with Ben?
Nah.
Bull in the bathroom.
Yeah, listen to that. So the dude was pissing, and Ben Simmons walked up right next to him. And instead of, it was right after one of the games. It's like one of the after parties at like 2 o'clock that shit, you know, cause they
after hours.
Yeah. And it was funny cause the dude, instead of saying like, he didn't say like, fucking nice game night or something. He was like, oh, nice weather we're having. Right, Ben? And Ben would look down. I was like, Yeah, I guess. Like, totally folded, yo.
I tell you a story about Michael Carter Williams doing coke at a LaSalle party.
Yeah, Don, don't you like Michael Carter Williams?
He was doing lines of coke at LaSalle parties.
I hate Michael Carter Williams. I hope he tears his ACL. Yeah.
Why do you hate him when he tried fighting you?
I met him once, and I was like...
At a LaSalle party?
I just met him, like, and he gave me an autograph, and I was like... I said, like, thank you or whatever, and, like, he just, like... Like, I was right in front of him. Like, he was he was 2 inches away from me. I was like, yo, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And he just, like, ignored me, yo. Straight up ignored me.
He said, yo, I need
a
new pen.
He told, like, the bull next to him, yo, I need a new pen. I was like, all right. You could have at least said, like, you're welcome or something.
Bull really thought he was about to be the next, like...
Dude, he was right in front of me.
Did you throw it right back at him?
What'd he say? I just walked away from him. I was just like, what? I mean, I got his autograph, so whatever. That picture is in the... that picture's in the fucking trash can. Honestly, I don't even give a fuck about it. Ain't nothing.
Yeah, you know where my Michael Carter Williams autograph is? No idea. I really think it's not on the wall. I got all this shit in the walls.
I would burn it if I still had it. Like, after that, like, I would burn it at this point. I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah,
my man's put his elbow on his face.
Bro, is that Kenneth Faried or Damari Carroll? Who is that? Damari Carroll.
And for those who don't know what we're talking about, this is a Sixers basketball game we're talking about.
Damari Carroll's a bitch.
Wow.
What? Let's move on now before we talk about this Sixers game, because they were down 15 now. Yo, who caught that? He's trying to get out of the court, and he caught the ball. If you guys are wondering, you'll probably see that video any minute now.
There it is.
But
yo, but talking about the raps, bro. How about the Uzi album leaking?
Yeah, this is like the fifth time in Uzi shit just keeps leaking. Like,
just leaking all over the place.
I feel so bad for that, man. Let's speculate. They're fucking this
shit up.
Who's
leaking it?
You gotta...
It
has to be someone in the circle that's leaking it.
It's gotta be some money hungry.
I thought DJ Drama has something to do with it. Like, his shit, like, mysteriously leaking, because he's obviously not gonna be signed with Drama after this album. So Drama's probably like, you know, fuck this bull.
Who knows, man?
Every song of his album is probably leaked at this point. He's got to make a whole new album. So everyone's gonna hear every song like that. How do you pronounce it? Sanguini Paradise. It was came out as Money Keep Coming In. That was like the original on SoundCloud.
And that's actually out right now.
I overplayed that song before it came out.
That song's out, dude. Under what's it called?
Sanguini Paradise.
Little Invalid.
It's got
120,000 plays.
About the song he actually dropped. This Money Keep Coming In song that I played
money,
this week.
Money Keep
pick.
Coming In.
I overplayed that song before it was an official drop.
Yeah, somebody
drop
put that on SoundCloud. Or somebody put that on Spotify.
So when Uzi officially dropped it was already overplayed for me. So I listened to it maybe like once or two times. It's the number two song on Apple Music right now. It's the number two song on Apple Music.
That makes sense, to be honest, why the Atlantic would drop those songs that they already leaked.
Yeah, and I don't think That's a Rack leaked, though. I never heard a leak of that song.
I never heard That's
guys.
A Rack, but I know the one boy, Oogie Man,
Yeah.
That's one of the bulls that was in the same studio.
Who, it's Matt Ox's producer.
Matt Ox. Yo, Matt Ox, stop doing Xanax, bro. What is your problem?
Yeah, Young Bull gotta get off the drugs, bro. And I have some close sources that say he don't do drugs, but that Young Bull does drugs. Look at his hair. Look at his hair and his face, yo.
Let's hear this story.
He
has a bright future at this young age.
He's gonna die, bro. He's addicted to Xanax.
I'm not saying he's gonna be like one of the best of all time, but if he gets his shit together, like focuses on music more. Yeah, he has something to grow off of, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying I listen to his shit, but
I'm
gonna
hit up Matt Ox. Play go, bro. I'll give you 5 Xanax for a feature, cuz.
He'll probably do it for 3.
I'm gonna do it for 3.
Alright, so
the story, I'm getting this through before we move on to something else.
No. Keep going, because I'm about to... Are you talking about Matt Ox right now? Yeah. I can bring something up, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, we did a show at the Troc. I think it was... I want to say it was Alex and Friends. And fucking, we had this kid, Murder P, performing, and we were backstage. And he FaceTimed Matt Ox. He's asking us, where can we get Xanax at?
And Matt probably knew exactly where you're from.
Yeah, man, he was fucking getting...
And how old is he, 14?
He was like 13 back then.
13? That's
for Xanax.
Young bull.
You know... There's no way Matt Ox is getting any money that he's making. He's getting robbed by somebody.
He's too young, bro.
His mom's taking that shit. Or his fucking boys, quote-unquote boys in the hood, taking that shit.
There's no way that he has like, parents that are like...
And isn't he from South Philly?
His
mom's fucking junked out, too?
Yeah, she has to be, bro. I mean, I'm not disrespecting the kid. I mean, like... But there ain't no reason 13-year-olds should be doing Xanax. And you can tell how quick he changed his hair. I don't know, the way he acts now.
Yeah, he's a fucking junk box.
I don't know. That first song, the first song.
I don't think he does anything solely because, you know, he could have hit people he hangs out with a junk box.
Unless the fame just hit him. I don't know.
But the one time he was in the studio with doing some features for people, and, you know, when you're in the studio, you record how you record fucked up. You do whatever you want to do. Army was recording a session. Army was like, yo, Matt Ox legit didn't have nothing on, didn't smoke, didn't do nothing. He recorded a few features, but he went to bed at like 10 o'clock.
He probably popped three Zans before he showed up.
But he said he didn't look like it. He said he didn't even look like he was on anything. And
so
that's
Matt
why.
Records it sound at the,
I'm being disrespectful right now. I'm nothing against Matt Ox. I listen to his music.
Nah, he don't record there. He just people that fuck with him record there. He does the features for.
But, all right, so this rolled to Uzi then, right? We're going to say he just got a shit leaked.
I think it's fucked up because nobody's getting money in that situation that all Uzi, like, if the people leak shit, the people that made it don't get it. Whoever's leaking it's getting the money, especially on all these,
you think so?
You think this show would cut it out, though? Like,
you can. I doubt it, dude. I don't know.
I mean, the distributors all have time to go through every release and, like.
Yeah, but think about it. You have a lawyer, like, Uzi. Or Uzi's, like.
But they're not making enough money. They're probably making, like, a few thousand, dude, to be honest. But they're not making enough money to even for you to try and get that money from them because you think they're probably making that a day.
Think so?
I mean, money's money. Like,
yeah, bro.
Regardless. If they wanted it.
XO Tour Life has 1 billion plays, dude. That gets more than 1 million probably plays a day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It still probably does. That song was crazy, but it got overplayed so fast. Like, it was a banger, dude.
The first time
I heard it, bro, I was in the library at high school and someone sent it. Someone sent it to me, and I was like, it came out in, like, a little, like,
XO Tour Life?
Yeah, it came out in, like, a little album. There was a couple other EP or whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God,
dude,
this is a fucking banger, yo. What other songs came out on that? Because now I'm really intrigued. I forget what other songs came out on. The first one was Thug, right?
The Thug
was on, what song was that? I don't even know what they're called. What was the EP called? Is it even still anywhere we can find it?
1.5,
XO. Yeah, 1.5 or whatever.
Yeah, I can find it on, what's it called? Dat Piff, baby.
Yeah, I still use that.
Fucking Dat Piff.
No, I don't use Dat Piff. I'm an idiot. I use Spinrilla now. That's what I use. That's my go-to mixtape app. But I don't like. Whenever I like think about an old mixtape and I'm like, oh my god, that mixtape was a banger. Like, I'll re-download Spinrilla just to listen to it for a day or two, and then I'll delete it. Cause my phone's storage is done on my phone, so. But yeah, whenever I find like a thing about an old man, I wanted to listen to 10 Day by Chance the Rapper. I don't know why. After I downloaded Spinrilla, I don't know why I didn't just go on SoundCloud to do it. But
yeah,
I downloaded Spinrilla.
Like,
yeah, SoundCloud has a lot of mixtapes now.
Let me ask you guys this.
Love is Rage 1.5.
It's called 1.5?
Love Scars. Oh, yep.
Yeah, 1.5. What were the other three songs on that
list? Orange Shit, YSL.
What was it? What four songs were on it?
Love. Wait, hold on.
Love Scars 1.5.
Love Scars, KO, 1600.
Isn't that fucking a Trippy Red song?
Nah.
Love
it's 1400. Scars?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah,
that is.
Love XO Scars, Tour Life, Love Boring Shit, and YSL.
Okay.
Right
here.
You see it?
Let me see it.
Okay. Love Scars was good, I think it was, right?
I mean, I liked all of them. Like, I'm not saying they were bangers, but they're pretty good.
I forget what they sound like, honestly.
So do I, kinda. That's not how I listen to this shit in rotation.
Man.
Listen to Love Scars right now on my headphones.
So basically all praying for fucking Uzi. Hopefully he gets out his deal or gets to drop his album.
I hope. I feel bad for him right now.
Do you
want
to update our predictions on when his album's going to come? Because now there's two singles out.
Yeah, well, we already fucked that up. Because we thought, when's the next time Uzi's going to drop? We said summer. But look, it was a perfect time. Now Memorial Day is what, around the corner?
I said May. Memorial Day. I think that's what I picked.
It's around the corner and Uzi has two singles out. So they're gonna get played. You know what? If we're talking about summer songs,
it might come out in July, August then.
Meek fucked up by not dropping that. He should have dropped the album, then put that, what's the one song with the, Fab on it? That should have been a summer song. He should not have released that in the winter.
He probably didn't know what he had. That's usually how it goes, man. You don't know what you got until you put it
out. Alright, fuck it. I'm going to Coachella before I die. In the next 5 years, I'm going to Coachella.
Who did he go with?
Flaherty, hopefully. He's only one of my friends that got money like that.
It's like a podcast of the Coachella.
We're gonna take this podcast
in the
Weed, to London.
In the Weed Maps Village, bro. We
just
go
got
right
this adapter that plugs into the fucking the walls in England, so it looks like we gotta do a podcast there now.
Fuck, dude.
That's destiny right there.
We will be going to Coachella next year, but Fly already just dropped half a bean on an interface, so maybe not next year.
Yeah,
year
but that shouldn't even hurt my bank, so we're straight. Hopefully we get.
We got like 500 on the Sixers right now. No bullshit.
Real quick though, who are you taking?
Hold on, this isn't real quick. This is a deep argument right here.
Alright, deep argument quick. Time. If I had a soundboard, I'd play some weird ass sound. Alright, who you got winning? 50 silverback gorillas versus the entire NFL.
And
1,700 NFL players.
Dude, I'm going with the gorillas.
Bro, there's not 1,700, is there really?
There's 1,700 people in the NFL.
How many teams are 30? Yeah.
32, I think.
And there's 50 people on the team?
So I forget, dude. You can Google it. So there's 1,700 people in the NFL.
He's like, yeah, it is my job.
You're not the one on the computer right now.
Nah, I'm getting the fucking sounds ready.
I'm doing it right now. I know it for a fact. There's.
You gotta beat that thing the fuck up. Yeah, right. Whose gorilla is that? Not mine's. Fuck him.
There is 53 players on each NFL roster, and there's 32 teams. So you got to times 53 by 32. You got to calculate.
Jimmy Butler just said, I don't give a fuck.
Yo.
Let's go. That's what he just said.
Yo, because everybody probably listening already knows the situation. Donnie really thinks Cubs better than Jimmy. And Jimmy's got 29 points.
1,696 is the exact number of players in the NFL.
That's a 30 piece for Jimmy. He's got half the points almost.
He does, dude. He got. Jesus Christ.
Robert Covington, I'm sorry, but you're cut from my heart.
Jimmy Butler. Yo, covered above the floor already. I'm Jimmy telling Butler you, bro, it's just Jimmy.
That's Jimmy Butler, fucking Jimmy Bucket playoff.
Joe Harris. He said, yo, I got a chance to win a shit.
Bobon just got hit in the nose and he's all fucked up. You see him?
He wants that max. His nose already fucked up.
Yeah. Chill.
He's got a nose.
He's got a nose to fucking beak.
See, look. He's talking more shit on him.
I'm sick that I lost my Jimmy Butler jersey, too, like a fucking month ago. I got all
you
drunk
just
and
sat
lost
here
it.
Talking mad shit on Jimmy Butler and now you want the jersey.
But I had his jersey, though. As soon as he signed it, as soon as we traded for him, I got it, yo. The blue one, too, and I got all fucked up.
And he stole it. And oh, my God. I love Jimmy.
He said, that's mine.
Yeah, wait.
And one.
Fuck they talking about?
Travel?
Oh, fuck out
yeah,
of here.
He touched the ball. All right, yeah, wait, we got to get back on topic. The Sixers
game
is the Sixers.
It is 1,700 gorillas. So the entire NFL, and this is a bare-knuckle brawl street fight. 50 silverback gorillas or the entire NFL.
That's the gorilla sound. That's all on YouTube.
1,700 people. Except 1,700 not average people. Big, strong people.
How many gorillas?
What do you think?
50.
I'm curious to see what you 50.
I'm going last.
Well, this has to be a group discussion because this
I'm
is
going
crazy.
Last.
But
I'm
saying, the gorillas. I'm
going
to discuss it. They'll rip your arm off and slap the fuck out of you with it, dude.
But we're talking about 50 gorillas and we're talking about 1,000. We're talking about almost 2,000 people versus 50
things. Hold on.
50 adult male gorillas and I'm good.
No disrespect to anybody I'm about to name, but let's put the show on.
Jadeveon Clowney is basically a damn gorilla.
Wait,
look how big that man
wait,
is.
Let's put Deshaun Jackson next to one of these gorillas. Deshaun Jackson don't even count.
He's running away from him.
Look at Jalen Mills. Look at
J.J. Goes up and decks a gorilla. I guarantee he would stumble.
So,
Jadeveon Clowney goes up next.
So
it's over,
Fletcher Cox.
How much does the gorilla weigh?
They weigh like 300 pounds,
Fletcher,
but it's pure muscles, though.
Fletcher
it's pure
Cox,
muscle. It's like the purest ones you can find.
Fletcher Cox and
pounds.
Aaron Donald could take one out themselves. Lane Johnson could help them. So there's, I don't know, man. There's a lot of fucking. So I was listening to something, dude.
Bro, that too. I did
that. Signs to the Kings today.
Breaking news on the podcast. Luke Walton to the Sacramento Kings. That's a terrible signing. That man is terrible at coaching. But all right.
I feel you. But all right, Dad. What are you about to say? Because I think
I broke down the math. So it is. I did 1,700 divided by 50. So each gorilla is going to have to fight 32 NFL players. So it's going to be 32 NFL players on one gorilla. And you're telling me one gorilla that weighs 300 pounds is going to beat 32 grown men that almost weigh, like, over 200 pounds.
How much does a gorilla weigh?
Do you want my honest answer?
350.
Hey, Siri.
Gorilla's tearing those fuckers up.
How much does a male gorilla weigh?
It's like 300 to 350, I think. My fault.
The answer is about 300 pounds.
300 pounds of muscle.
Fletcher Cox. Yeah. Fletcher Cox weighs more than that.
Yeah.
The biggest gorilla that was 610 pounds.
Well, that don't count. We're talking average gorillas.
Okay, so we'll say the average between 300 and 600.
300 pounds of muscle.
We'll say 400. 300 to 400 sounds about.
Yeah, listen to this.
So Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Khalil Mack ain't taking a fucking damn gorilla down?
No, they are.
No, they got stupid. The gorillas got stupid fucking.
But the gorillas
I did that. But that was just four people I named. I did the math. It is 32 NFL players on one gorilla.
How many big NFL, good, big, strong, good NFL players? There's a shit ton. See, but really
if Vince Wilfork was still in the league, he's taking one down by himself.
This is a fight now. So they could be shitty at blocking. Okay, but how many offensive linemen are in the league? So you think there's,
shit ton.
There's what, six? There's five on the line times 30. That's 150. Then you have backups. We'll say two a team. That's another 60. That's 110 linemen. Dude, the linemen are as big as the gorillas.
The lineman right there is crazy. Then you got to add the linebacker. Who's the offensive lineman after that?
And let's just say Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson. I got
Saquon Barkley taking one down by himself anyway. So, it's fine.
So let's see. Like you say those guys already got a gorilla down, then they're on another grill already. That Deshaun Jackson could be already out. You know what I'm saying?
What's the most filled position? Wide receivers in the NFL? Like
probably.
Nah,
probably.
They're all skinny. Most of them are skinny.
Wide receivers? Yeah, I think there's like three. But they're four, quick. Five running.
Well, the quarterback shouldn't even count because Tom Brady ain't fighting no gorilla, so you might as well knock one off that list. He's soft as shit.
Quarterbacks
so.
Aren't fighting.
But if you was wondering my answer, I think the gorillas would win, but I don't think it would be closer than people.
I don't know.
Thinking.
I think. Well,
some kid posted it as his tweet on Twitter, and it got like fucking like 700 votes, and the gorillas were only up like, it was like 52 to like 48. The gorillas were winning like 52 to 48.
See, I feel like real shit, like, if they're fighting, so you gotta,
that's, but,
you got 32 guys, if that's the average,
on one gorilla.
Per one gorilla. You got 32 scared ass guys, and you got one pissed off.
Nah, they're brawling. I didn't know it was scary. They were just going at it.
Bro, if I'm
one person jumps on that damn gorilla's back, bro, JJ Watt tackles it right in the gut. Yeah.
What?
You already know one of the players are bringing a gun, so this should go ahead.
No, it was bare knuckle. That's why it was specific as bare knuckle street fight. It wasn't like you can't.
You know,
bring
people
guns.
Bring guns to a street fight.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You and D-Jack bringing a strap. Come on now,
so
you know him.
What are we all voting as a group?
I'm saying the
gorillas?
Players win.
I'm going gorillas.
I'm going to three plus. Three
I'm going gorillas. Gorillas, but it would be damn close. I think.
I'm saying players.
It would be damn
only because yeah, because I don't know, man. There's you're gonna have the players are gonna have to have a strategy.
Can I bring back Harambe?
Is Harambe on your team, like the player side?
No, Harambe's on the gorilla side. But we see now we can't. We're saying average gorillas, but not everyone.
Harambe died
average.
From one bullet. Yeah, I don't want him on my squad. Yeah,
yes, right. you
rest in peace to him.
Him
he died from one bullet.
How many times did he get shot?
Nine times.
So 50 Cent against a gorilla.
50
then.
Cent against Harambe. Who's winning?
50 Cent. He's got a gun. He's shooting at
Suge Knight against a fucking gorilla.
I want to see Suge Knight get his face.
The gorilla
beat,
would beat that man the fuck up.
Would
50
get his,
Cent against Harambe,
bare
knuckle street
up.
Fight. I got 50 Cent. He got nine lines of a cat. I'll tell you that right now.
Man, all right, so we got one last thing to talk about.
We're going to keep this one a little shorter today.
Yeah.
So Nipsey Hussle, Staples Center, I think you want to add on that.
Nipsey Hussle sold out the Staples Center for his, I don't know what they called it. They didn't call it
Memorial,
a viewing, they called
Memorial
it.
Memorial of Life.
Yeah. Memorial of Life. He sold out the Staples Center in 10 minutes. I think the exact time was like 9:35 seconds. He sold it out. That's insane to me.
How many seats?
That just shows how respected he was.
I don't even know.
You know why it sold out so quick? Because
if I didn't have nothing to do and I had the money, I probably would have bought a ticket and went.
Somebody in my work
there.
Was like,
it
"I'm
is.
Surprised you were here and not the Nipsey thing."
Yeah, I probably would have went. That shit was crazy. A lot of iconic people spoke there. Definitely would have loved to have been in the building for that.
Hell yeah.
Snoop Dogg spoke. Nipsey's dad, I mean, obviously. Lon London, obviously. I forget who.
His brother spoke too.
Yeah, a lot of people spoke. And then they all, after the Staples Center, they drove, like, through his neighborhood, past his store and shit.
Oh no, Jimmy's on the bench.
There was deep. There was 50 Rolls Royces. There was 50 Rolls Royces in front of his casket, yo. 50 Rolls Royces. Crazy.
They weren't all his, was it? Really?
They weren't all. They were just like people that he was associated with, like 50 Rolls Royces rolled down through his neighborhood in the hood. Crazy. Past the store. Yeah, it's nuts.
That's all JJ, Partners of an Eruption, dude. Oh my god, you can't keep him in the game.
But it's just RIP Nipsey Hussle, man. You'll be missed. Celebrate your life.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
It's crazy because it really, it's just jealousy.
So sad.
It's jealousy.
And so the bull that killed him was from the same gang, from the same set as Nipsey Hussle. He was around him. The bull that killed him was around him almost every day. Found that out 2 days ago.
Did you hear where the guy was when they found him?
No.
To arrest him? He was in a mental facility.
Really? Oh, yeah, he checked himself in, I heard.
And he's been there a lot, too. Really? So he's going to, one that goes down in trial, he's going to plead insanity.
He pleaded not guilty. How the fuck do you plead not guilty?
Because he can plead insanity.
That's fucked.
That's ridiculous. How you only have 4 points as Tobias Harris?
How is Spencer Dinwiddie going to hit that, too?
Alright, guys, you want to do your picks then for this week?
Yeah, I say we get our picks done because we're getting distracted.
I got to go first. I got my picks.
Sixers are down 7 in the third quarter. We want to, watch.
I'm already listening to some tunes.
You might as well go on YouTube for this one. It's going to be Joe Budden, T-Pain, and Joey Badass.
Okay.
Don't know the name of the song, but I know the three artists.
Joe
Budden.
That's me.
Could be, yeah.
That's what it's called.
Shit.
You gonna announce it?
What's it called?
That's me.
This is That's Me, Joe Budden, T-Pain, Joey Badass. You've probably never heard this shit in your life. Hey!
Holding back, that's me. I don't know how long I got left, so I'm showing these niggas how cold I'm being.
Happy.
I can get in your pain and move up in your brain and take over your whole life.
Happy. That's me, baby.
Tell we back in this one of a kind spirit. We remembered in the time we disguising the limits. Bitch, I'm Billy in my prime. This ain't half a division. Got so much up on my mind, I'm mentally in the prison. I'm a man in a mission until I'm out of commission. And what we're speaking, they listen. Keys on my kingdom of wisdom. Man, my mama was shipping. Don't I be bringing the children? Instead, I brought in a million. A new home in the ceiling. My empire keep rising. Enterprise is building. While these steps keep up piling, I'm never losing the feeling. My life on the pilot, the world is making me numb. I put my phone on silent just so that I could be one. Knew the day it would come. And now it's finally here. So the king of stone is running this couple of years. I ain't got no fears now that we made that clear. Let's put one in the ear, I'm taking over from here.
I am when the rich get old and the young get cold. And it ain't no holding back, that's me.
That's me.
I don't know how long I got left, so I'm showing these niggas how cold I'm being.
Happy.
I can get in your pain and move up in your brain and take over your whole life.
That's me, baby. That's me, baby.
Dumb fucks have, okay, uncut somewhat magic. Ain't thing about to come up with class. Running cut glasses, gun tough habit. 21 savage and the drum was on some trap shit. Wait, fuck fame, I lay a plate of back. Feel I was ahead of my time, late saying that. Bad bitch calling a snoop, I make the take a cab. She gon' doggy style all night, she ain't laying flat. Yup, to me it sound like a win-win. Group text, you chicks free and get a win-win. Back to my legacy, it's longevity, okay. 10 bedrooms in a mansion that I never see. Shots come my way, that's my specialty. If they ever said my name, it wasn't said to me. Plus, I never had fast in the game. When both Joes is badass, you get
game. When the rich get old and the young get cold, and it ain't no holding back. That's me,
that's me.
I don't know how long I got left, so I'm showing these niggas how cold I be.
I
can get in your pain and move up to your brain and take over your whole life.
That's me, baby. That's me, baby.
That was that new fire, bro. You've never heard that yet.
That was fire.
All right, I got Not T by Young Pinch. It's on SoundCloud.
What is it?
Not T.
People listen to Young Pinch still?
No, I'm disrespectful.
I haven't heard from Young Pinch in a while.
The only Young Pinch song I ever listened to.
He listens to Young Pinch.
Yeah, I fuck with Young Pinch.
Back up. I'm surprised this is the first Young Pinch song we had after what, 5 years?
Take me down to pieces, build me back up, say we're friends. All these feelings for you keep on rising up, up again. And it's just that I've been sipping on isn't water, it's nothing.
This is thicker than the blood that's been flowing through your skin. Ain't no way we gon' stop once the party has begun. You had to sneak into the back, bitch, we came in through the front. State down my bros, watch, look out 10 toes. I'm in Jules County in HB, blowing down on Main Street. Haters wanna see me slow down, know the kids doing shows now. Been there like Dundee, cross the world, had to come back. She told me left side, hit the other side, show me where the fun's at. Never thought I'd see 21 countries in a month, how you done that? Wish it's something I could give back, that's real love and I did that. Overseas smoking big fat, running back, wish can't give back.
Why do that?
Let's rock out, it happened to him, we did that. Another night, another kid. Back, shooting flamethrowers, shooting big stress. Do it all over again, I do it all the same. Every time you get back, something's always changed. SOBRBE, that's the fucking game. We hit the US with some vibes, and we ain't say no names. Shout out Easy and the Pharaoh with them diamond chains. Mazi 2, yeah, that's my guy, and that's gonna never change. Me and Medic still together, flying all these planes. He got a baby, now my brother tryna turn the page. It's a new chapter, and we all out here getting paid. Sam doing good, he got another back.
That was Young Pinch, man.
Damn. I didn't forget it was gonna change.
Damn, Young Pinch got cut off.
Oh, wow. My song's not even gonna be on here, dude.
I can go right now. Go. My song of the week has to be Overdose by NBA Youngboy.
That's my shit right now. This is definitely on YouTube because everybody...
Yeah, he's the king NBA of YouTube.
He's big,
the
dude.
King of YouTube.
He's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Overdose.
His shit gets like.
We should add a topic for next week about YouTube fake plays.
Someone says people watch it. People watch. Wait, what was it?
I ain't no killer. I ain't no gangbanger. I'm me. Like,
said
what?
They said people watch NBA YoungBoy on YouTube against cable TV. how many streams on YouTube he got? That's crazy.
How many streams he got?
Dude, he wins every month. Yeah, by like over 3 million, bro. He wins every month. Most streams on YouTube. Every single month.
He's getting paid for just YouTube then. That's crazy.
That's my shit right here.
And I ain't never seen this shit before.
Big shit.
Walk. Hey. Without no coat, I was walking and meditating in the rain. Reminiscing about being in prison, I was locked in them chains. Without no drugs, I was working and stimulating my brain. I ain't got an ache, I was aching, everything changed. I was missing out on plenty shit, just watching time fly past. I was broke down on my dick, I had to get me a bed. Having shootouts for a day and we was running from 10. I put my fist down, never sit down, I told that bitch that I'd never stay down. Been on your block with a hammer, bro, shoot, try to run, hop out the whip and we gon' run you down. You dead up in his head, knock off the dread, now he can't make a sound. Kill him where he stand, we live by law and we gon' let down. Tell me he won't smoke 187, that's that same shit. 357, seen you the head, knock out your brain. We sippin' on this drink, R.P. Fredo, just that bang shit. Doing the same thing, time pass, got a bitch with a fat ass. I told her, turn around and bust it over. That soldier soon, that see murder, come in the tank just like a no-limit soldier. I'm poppin' X, so I'm steady rollin'. Say he a gangster, got his chest out when I hit him with this Glock. I bet I fold. None of these niggas ain't never play with me, I bet you see. Fuck that to the beef and you won't beef, I pull up with you sleep. Bitch, I'm out there, out there, hey, baby, I come from the street. Two clips on that chopper for the stretch, you when we fucking meet. Got him out, walked in at the location, police moving in. People trying to catch me with a pistol just to turn me in. Same shit you did to go to jail, don't do that shit again. Bitch, I'm screaming, fuck it, never change, stuck into the end. I got a question, tell me what these niggas hating for. Why they steady saying they gon' snatch my chain, though? You wanna rap, how you gon' think without a brain, though? Take that and pop out a bullet, put some crack like that cane flow. I'ma hit him with this bitch and watch him overdose. Show them off, yeah. I'ma hit him with this bitch and watch him overdose. Fill him up, yeah. Overdose, I kill him slow. What's the 411? They know I be by whatever. You ain't got no bodies, you ain't body, boy, you are not a stealth. You play with me, bitch, ain't no hiding, ain't nobody can help. Seen your ass to the devil in an envelope like a limb. Got a FN with a clip with different colors up in it. It's all bronze like a penny, only see fire when I speak. I ain't shoot this bitch in a minute, a nigga play, he can get it. Double G, that stand for gang, you niggas know how we live.
That is Overdose by NBA YoungBoy. That's my pick of the week.
Yo, so you know already know what I'm going with. You know what Jay-Z got for me?
You gotta make a tweet about Jay-Z right now.
I'll
get
1,000 likes. Integrity. I'll see. Head of the family. El Papino. Welcome home to Emory. Let's get back to this De Niro. Niggas wanna kidnap white feet. Good luck with that, bruh. You must go hide your whole family. What you think we wearing black for? Ready for that war, ready for that war, ready. You ain't ready, yo, you ready, yo, you ain't really ready. Real shit, chair. Apple bought his bricks here. Elvis got his record took. It's like me got a seventh gear. Yeah. NFL investigations. Oh, don't make me lie. FBI investigation. We stood up that ass. Facts only. Everything real in my raps only. Every nigga real in my clip, really. Everyone's a movie, so you got to feel me. Not familiar. Head of the family. El Papino. Welcome home to Emory.
Who's our lowest guy?
Let's get back to this De Niro. Ready for that war. Ready for that war. Ready. You ain't ready, yo. You ready, yo. You ain't really ready. Head of the family. El Papino. My brothers is my brother like my brother is. My niggas is my brother like my mother's kids. Not just in good times, that's that sucker shit. But in poor times, it's just what it is. Head of the family. All my niggas bosses though. Y'all don't understand. We talk that shit that bosses know. Triple fucking OG. What's up to my nigga Bomb? Tell these niggas pull they fucking skirt down. I can see they ovaries. Niggas snitching, switching teams. Out here telling bitches things. Industry talk behind your back. Ain't nobody got time for that. Facts only. Everything real in my raps only. Every nigga real in my clique, really. Even the girls keeping 200 and trillion. It's not familiar. Head of the family. El Papino. Welcome home to Emory. Let's get back to this De Niro. Ready for that war. Ready for that war. Ready. You ain't ready, yo. You ready, yo. You ain't really ready. Head of the family. El Papino.
I love you back.
Alright, that was my pick. That's La Familia by Jay-Z.
Guys, thank you for jamming with us this week. Sorry for the short podcast. Next week we'll be like better than ever.
Hopefully Sixers aren't on.
Hopefully the Sixers aren't fucking
hopefully,
on.
Hopefully they finish in four so they're not on to distract us. Oh shit.
Yeah. Alright, well, thank you guys for fucking checking in with us. Until next week, be safe out there, you junkies.
Peace.